Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed Hey, and we're starting at the very, very top of the Omud. Zot the Gemara, Hahu Dehava Koshochit. It was a person who was a Shchivmara, and then unfortunately was, in Yiddish, a Geita Gang. In other words, it was just a question of time until he was going to pass on.
Geita what?
A Geita Gang. Geita Gang
going.
Is going away.
So the gang is away.
He's soon going to say farewell.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, he had no kids, at least not to anybody's knowledge, but he did have a wife. Now the Oilim was asking him, before you go away, tell us, do you think your wife is going to be stuck in terms of a zika, of having to either get a chalitza or be misyabet? So the Tap Rishvam tells us, people knew in the community that he had brothers, but they didn't know anything about sons. So since there's a brother and there's no son, then all likelihood she's going to fall yibam. So they asked him, can you tell us? Omrulay, and he said to the oilam, that's whoever asked him the question, Omru, they asked him, the shchimra, itzeh laman, what about your wife? What's going to be the story with her? Is she going to have a zikah liyibam or not? Omrulahu, so he said to them in somewhat of a very emphatic way, Chazi l'kahana rabba, after I pass away, shall be ra'uya l'koyhen godoy. Now, literally, this doesn't make any sense. Because an almana is asura, whether she has zika or not zika, but almana, of course, cannot get married to a koyhen godoy. And therefore, if you look at the Rishvam, he, in fact, does not have the girsa rabba. On the second and third line, he just says, Chazi l'kahana, she's going to be ra'uya l'koyhen. This doesn't really address the question of Zika by saying she's Ru'uya L'Koyin. What does he mean by that? So first of all, by saying Koyin instead of Kahana Rabbah, we've already taken care of the Almana issue, right? Because only an Almana is also only to a Koyin Gadol, but not to a Koyin. But what did he mean to go and say that she is Ru'uya L'Koyin? Even that is not correct. Why is it not correct? Because the Gemara is going to say in another couple of moments, we are going to believe this Shchimra, that she does not fall to Zika for Yibam. What's the reason why? Migui, because he could have given her a get. Now, if that's only based on the Migui, that he could have, would have, should have given her a get, guess what? A lady that's a Grusha cannot marry a Koyin. So even saying that she's Ru'uya to a Koyin is not really appropriate. It's not my question, but we'll go back to the Rishbam in a moment. The Rishbam asked the question. So, when he was saying that she is Ru'uya either to a Kohen Gadol or to a Kohen, what he really meant to say is she can go and marry anybody because she does not have a Zika issue. Why didn't she have a Zika issue? We know that she has brothers because presumably there is a son somewhere out there, even though he didn't identify him, but there is somebody. In other words, he had a previous marriage, he had a previous wife with a son, or even with this wife, but that son he already had 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, and most of the people that are around weren't around at the time of the bris or the kiddush, and so they don't know. Well, the Maizi says, I had a son, he didn't say it expressly, he just said, she can marry anybody, there's no Zika issue. After that, the person passed away, and now it comes in front of the Bezin, what should we do? Can she freely remarry, or do we have to worry about a Zika? Says Rabba, I don't understand what the shail is. L'man echishlo, ha'om Reb Chiya bar Abba Reb Yochanan. We said yesterday, name Reb Yochanan. Baal she'om egirashi es ishdi neman. A baal that says that I gave a get to my wife is believed. Believed for what purposes? That she doesn't have a zika. Because you only have a zika if she passes, if he passes away, and she's still a married woman. But if she's already a grusha, then there's nothing to talk about in terms of a zika. So based on biyodo, he could have given her a get, when he says that Kirashi's Ishti is Neman, so therefore that's why you have nothing to worry about the Gabi Hilkas Yibam in terms of her remarrying. So now based on this, since the whole heter of remarriage is because of Kirashi's Ishti, says the Rishbam, looking at the Rishbam, Chazal Kahan on the third line, Lav Dafka, he didn't mean that she's Ru'uya L'Koyin, and she tells the whole other, Veniz Kukaliyavim, Umil Kahan Asira, but Avadi, she's also to a Koyin. Why? Because the whole reason why we're believing the husband, who already passed away, that she's allowed to remarry without worrying about a chalitza, without a yibam, is no altsi migoy de baal she'omer girashes ishti na'amon mehem nina. Nu oy bazoy, if it's based on that migoy that he perhaps already gave her a get, and that's why she is orat, oy bazoy, she can't go and marry a koyim. That's what Rishbam says, lav dafka, when we say chaz elekan. And Rishbam repeats this again. My next Rishbam, my nechesh lo la'osu l'shuk, what should we be concerned about? Om Rebchi Baraba, v'hai nami hochi koma. When this Shchimra passed away, and he said, no, she's ru'i l'koyin, that's what he meant. He meant girash v'yas ishti, v'chazi li'alma. Of course, a mila kahana's here. Avada, she's a sur l'koyin. Dole patrino lo, el betaynes girash v'yas ishti. The whole reason why we're assuming that what he says is emes v'yatz v'nochem v'kai v'yoshar is because he had biyod v'ilagarishev and he could have given her a get. And a grusha psul l'koyin.
So he undermined his migo, effectively.
I wouldn't say undermined his migo. What Rishbam is really focusing on is the Lashon HaGemara. If he would have said to everybody, there's nothing to worry about Yibam, everything is fine, everything is dandy, then we wouldn't have the issue. The problem that of the, our issue is that he says she's uya l'koyin, ta'koyin. Since your whole ne'eman is, the Shchemra didn't say that I have a son. He said she's ruuya liyibam, no problem. And remember well, the top
ruuya liyibam.
One second. You're right. The top Rishbam says v'hoi liachin v'loi bonin the muchsik liyavim. In the community, people knew him as having brothers, as not having sons. And so therefore there was a chazak libam. Now when the husband therefore says, before he passes away, nah, nothing to worry about, he can go and marry anybody. Now if that's what he would have said, then I wouldn't have been concerned about this loshen of chazir kahana. The only reason why I'm believing the husband who passed away is because it's biyado, he could have given a get, gzuntai. If that's the whole basis, then avade, then she would not be muteris l'koyim. So what is he saying? She can go marry a kohen. She can't marry a kohen. The whole reason why we believe him that there is no zika is because he could have given her a get. If he would have given her a get, then she cannot marry a kohen. That's why the Rishbam says, love dafka, don't take this lashon too much to heart. Avada, she's asura l'kohen. And therefore, the reason why we will believe him is because we will assume that she got a get from him. So both according to whether you're saying the Lashon of Gemara Chazir Kahana Rabbah, which is totally inappropriate, because under all circumstances, after he dies, she's going to be, at the very least, an Almana. Almana is Asur L'Koyin. Yeah, but maybe she got a get. If she got a get, she's not only Asur to a Koyin Gadol, she's Asur even to a Koyin Hadjit. So that's why the Lashon Kahana Kahana Rabbah is inappropriate. But now if we look at the top Tosfos, he discusses this a little bit in greater detail. Chazir Kahana Rabbah, Yeshmochkin Rabbah. Some people take out the word Rabbah. Mishagun Cholapachas, she's going to be our money. And that's why the Rishbam doesn't have that word Rabbah. Vo'imari, the Shabbigoris Rabbah. Nah, you can leave in the word Rabbah. Why? Because he didn't really mean that she can go and marry a Kohen Gadol. To after Kohen Hedjit, she can't even marry a Kohen Hedjit. Like the Rishbam pointed out. To mitam she'omigreshtia, ho yimater. The only reason why Rabbah said, "L'may neichesh lo, there's nothing to worry about. Why is there nothing to worry about? Because we can rely on Rabbi Yochanan that said, Baal Shom Megrash is Ishti Naman. So therefore, although he didn't say that explicitly, we know that there are Achim. We know that there are no Bonim. So we're just going to assume that the reason why he said, yes, she can go and marry anybody, is because of this Migoy. He could have said, Gerash is Ishti. Ah, but if that whole basis of his nemunah is based on gerushin, that means she's a grusha. If she's a grusha, she's asur l'koyin. And so therefore says Tosis, like Rishbam said, it's all lav dafka. When he said either koyin godol, kahana rabba, or koyin, he didn't really mean it. Now, if you skip to the end of the Tosis, Reb Menachem gives a beautiful pshat. You can leave the word kahana. But Reb Menachem goras the last three lines, chazil l'kahuna, not the kahana or the kahana rabba, the kahuna kloimar, ein is kuka liyavam b'chayzeres the kahunas beinasha lecho betruma.
Very nice.
That's a beautiful pshat.
Right.
She was a bas koyin, and it says in the pasuk of bas koyin, kisia almana ugrusha bezera eila b'shav el beis avia kinureha milechem avia tochel. as long as she was married to a Levi or married to a Yisrael, she was not allowed to go and eat truma because she was now in the dominion of the Yisrael or the Levi. If chas v'shalom they pass away, the zera'inla, there are no children, then she goes back to original beinasha, meaning her original father's home, and now she becomes reinstalled like a full-fledged member of that family. Therefore, she's allowed to go and eat truma.
Even if there's a zika?
That's what, either that's a chiddush or that's a davar pashut, but that's the halacha according to Menachem. Menachem is saying, koras chazel kunikulim einet feket. That's what Menachem is saying. When he, the husband, said that she's ru'uya lekuna, he meant she's ru'uya to eat koyin.
To return back to her father's house, but if she's, but I'm asking just outside, I said, when a bas koyin married to Yisrael becomes widowed without children from
apparently her, from this toisis, the zika would shter her, would not allow her to continue eating truma. She'd have to wait until after she get her chalitza, or not the Hebrew, even though she
right,
once she gets her chalitza,
so she can return.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what Menachem is saying. That's what this Shchimra meant, or that's what Shchimra said, that after I pass away, he says, Shchimra, my wife will be Ru'uya to return to her father's home and to continue to being a Baskoyan and being able to go and eat Betruma. Why did he say that? Because he's telling her implicitly, telling everybody implicitly, Eina zekuka liyavam. She will not have a zika. Since she won't have a zika, so that's what was implicit in his words.
Hold on. Why will she not have a zika? I want to drill down on that for a second. Why will she not have a zika?
Either because the brothers are frauds, they're not brothers, or because he has sons somewhere else.
If he has a son, then she can't eat because if Zerah Enla is obviated.
Or I already gave her a get. So under any one of those three circumstances, she doesn't have a din of zika. And that's why he says, as a result, she can go and return to her original father's home and eat truma as much as she wants. The pasuk says, uvaskayin kisiya almana ugrusha, either almana or a grusha. What's the din? The zera eimon, she has no children. And there is no zika. Shavel beisaviyah kinurea malachem aviyah taicha. That's what he was telling all of the assembled. Rabbi Yisai, you don't have to worry about Zika. She can go home immediately after the Levaya and start eating truma like she ate until now. You're going to tell me she's an Oinin? Okay, after that. Continuing the Gemara. I think Oinin's allowed to eat truma, she's not allowed to eat the Master Sheni.
Right.
But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Zoki Moravaita, so therefore Rabbi had Paskin clearly, nothing to worry about, she has no Zika. Freiti Mara. Don't you remember yesterday we brought a second memra in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? And therefore, you do not believe a husband that says Girashias Ishti. If you don't believe him, then why do we believe the Shchimra? The whole basis of believing the Shchimra, that she's able to go and remarry without a Zika problem, is because the Baal is believed to say Girashias, even though he didn't say it. We're implying that in his words that he said Girashi. Guess what? The same Rabbi Yochanan, quoted by a different Talmud, said, Eino Neman. If Eino Neman, then she cannot go and remarry. Why can't she remarry? Because if we say Baal Shomer Girashi Sishti Eino Neman, so she didn't get a Gerishin, and therefore she's still married to her husband. We have a Chazaka that there are brothers. There are no sons, and therefore she has to go and fully evil. So even though the first member that you said, Nemr of Yochanan, that helps Naaman, and therefore she's off the hook in terms of Zika, but according to the second of Yochanan, Eino Naaman, and therefore we don't believe, even if he would have said explicitly, don't you know I gave a get to my wife and therefore there is no Zika. We don't believe him. If we don't believe him, then Vaita, she does have a Zika. So why did Rav say, my Nechishla, I have another of Yochanan that said, Eino Naaman, and therefore you should have to have a Chalitza. Amalei, so he answered him back, don't you remember we already asked this theory yesterday? One Rabbi Yochanan says Naman, one Rabbi Yochanan says Einoi Naman, what's going on? And the Gemara answered, Kan lamafeya kan labo. It all depends what the Baal said. If the Baal said Kirashis Ishti lemafreya, in other words, a month ago, we do not believe him. If the Baal said, I gave her a get this morning today, we do believe him. So if that's the case, why are you telling me about this other Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Neman, neman l'mafreya. The reason why, like we said yesterday, yichap al basa choyisoy, because maybe there was an intervening maisis nus chasushon. But otherwise, we do believe the Baal. So the Baal now on his deathbed said, I gave her a get. He didn't identify when he gave her a get, but presumably means we won't believe him l'mafreya, but we can believe him l'abba. So therefore, vaita is neman. So what's your problem? Rabbi Lechayr is right. My nechishla, we can allow her to remarry without worrying about a zika of yibum. So now Abaye responds, Vashinuye nekem b'lismoich. Can we really rely on this teretz? What does that mean? Can we really rely on this teretz? It's not infrequently the case that the Gemara brings a machloikis of Talmidim in the name of their Rebbe. And so therefore Abaye is saying back to Rabbi, who says that that teretz of Kan L'Mafreya, Kan L'Abba is the real McCoy? Maybe in fact there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, as to what Rabbi Yochanan really holds, even L'Abba. And therefore perhaps the second man, the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, holds that Rabbi Yochanan held you're never believed to say Girashti as Ishti, neither L'Mafreya nor L'Habba. Are you going to go and tell me it's B'yodai right now? That's true, but the Rishbam said yesterday, and he repeats it again today, that the reason why Einai Neman is because there would be a kol. Unfortunately, when people get divorced, the rumor and the word gets out there. After all of us, Baruch Hashem, are invited constantly to chasanis and to simchas and all that. But how many times do you hear about a get? Not very often. There are getting, but it's not a daily occurrence. That being the case, there would normally be a kol. And since nobody knows about this, says Rabbi Yochanan, ein enema.
But if it's this morning, then time just hasn't passed for the kol to circulate. Why are we saying that there's no kol? Because We haven't heard about it. It just happened this morning. You know, I mean, what type of call? How fast? What's this? You know, there's no internet then. There's no faxes and emails then.
What you're saying is absolutely correct. The Gemara lefi this pshat ashinui nekem velismoich is saying that this kan l'mafreya kan l'abba, that teretz perhaps is not accurate. And Rabbi Yochanan said under all circumstances, abal shomek rashis ishti einay naman. He didn't identify when, whether it was this morning, yesterday, a week ago, a month ago, right, a year ago. Just if he said, Baal Shem Agrashis Ishti, ain't a Neman. Why is he not Neman? Because nobody heard anything about this in the community. Therefore, that undercuts the Ne'emonus in the Baal saying, Girashis Ishti. That being the case, the Baal who unfortunately passed away, we can no longer ask him in detail, did you mean today? Did you mean yesterday? Did you mean a month ago? And Nebuch Shenishdah. All we know is that he said these cryptic words, she's Ru'uya l'koyin or koyin gadol, which Toisis and Rishbam means. He didn't mean that. He just meant that there is no Zika. What's the basis of saying that there's no Zika? We have a chazaka that there are achim. We have a chazaka that there are no banim. So what must be the reason? Rabbi said, because I'm relying on that Rabbi Yochanan that said, that if a Baal said Gerashis Ishti, Neman, so I'm going to imply in his words, when he says Chazil Kahana, Chazil Kahana Rabba, that that's what he meant, that I gave a get to my wife, and therefore she's free to go and marry everyone and anyone, there is no Zika. That's what Rabbi initially paskin. Says Abaya, that's because you're relying on Rabbi Chibar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. However, Rabbi Yisrael Yosef said Rabbi Yochanan, there's no such Migoy that he could have, would have, should have said, Baal Shom Egrashias Ishti, because he would not be believed. Why wouldn't he be believed? Because when a person says, I gave a get to my wife, that's interesting. I didn't hear anything about that. You know, I was in Mismedish yesterday and the day before, and I went to the mikveh and I asked all the people, any news? Yo, a Trump won, a Trump lost, the Knicks met the Mets, met the Yankees. Nobody said anything but Yanko Smith giving a divorce to his wife. I mean, that would be the hot news of the day. Since no one said anything, I didn't know. Now, it's true if the Baal would then say, Taker Boise, you know why? Because I gave it this morning, that's why nobody heard it. That's true. But he's no longer able to go and
respond
or amplify and explain his words because he shouldn't have done it. So therefore, says Abaye to Rabba, it seems to me you're saying carte blanche, she's not Zekuka Liyavam, based on that first Rabbi Yochanan. No, no, no. Maybe we should follow the second Rabbi Yochanan that says, Einoi Naman. And therefore, if we're going to say Einoi Naman, then she has to get a chalitza after all. Rava heard it.
When were the first Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef on Rabbi Yochanan, when would that one apply? That is, he is.
Says Rishbam that what Abayi was asking his, maybe there's a machloikis hatalmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbi Yochanan really
said. I see, so it's really a dispute on point, believed or not.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Rabbi, you're believing Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, maybe you should believe Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe that's the real Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. And as you pointed out, there was no internet and no faxes and no emails, no telephones. We couldn't call up Rabbi Yochanan and find out what he held. Perhaps Rabbi Yochanan was no longer alive either. But we could not be Mavarit. So you're saying for sure, oh, Neman, no Zika. Maybe there is no Zela Mafreya Kan Lahaba, but rather what we're talking about is a Machloikis Talmidim, what did Rabbi Yochanan really hold? And maybe the real Rabbi Yochanan is the second Rabbi Yochanan, Tophis Loshen Achrain, the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore Einoi Neman. When Rava or Rabbi heard this, he said, Omli Rava, Rav Nasan Bar Ami, Choishla. We take have to be Choishish to what Abaye just said. The reason why the Gemara uses such an interesting expression, Choishla, is because the Gemara began, Omer Rava, my Nechishla. I have nothing to be Choish, I have nothing to be worried about, nothing to be nervous about. It's a clear-cut case. She's free to go marry anybody. You don't have to worry about Ibam, you don't have to worry about Zika. Why? Because of this Rabbi Yochanan. Naman. But now that Abaye points out that there's a machloik, so at least perhaps a machloik, between the Talmud of Yochanan, maybe the real Rabbi Yochanan holds Einoi Neman. And if that's the case, Choishla, we do have to be concerned. And let's go and find a brother. Let him go and give her a chalitza, so we shouldn't have any issues. If you look at the Rishbam, Vanan Ashinuye. You see Vanan Ashinuye? Dilma Amiroi Ninu. The Pligali of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe in the fact the machloikis of the Amayroim, the Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan really say? The Ikal Man Yomar, that second Man Yomar, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Naman, Afil Abba, Tule Yomrinan Migoy. You don't say a Migoy. Why don't you say a Migoy that maybe that's what he meant and that's what he said and that's what he had in mind? Shereglayim Yesh Ledovish Le Girsha. It doesn't sound like he gave her a get. Dem Girsha, Kola Havle Le Milza. If it would have been a get, people would have talked about it. There would be a report. There would be the people have nothing better to do would have been talking about it.
No, gets not publicized. The it handing
is,
over.
It is. Because also
they stand also, up and shul this yeah, week. A, Yosef a, no, gave a get to
property because it creates the property issue of the ksuva. So
when and where is the giving of a get publicized?
It's never publicized in the sense that they put up a placard on the in the post office or in shul. However, as a result of the fact that there is a soifer, there are two edim, and there are opposing parties, so then, chaver, chaver, islay, chaver, 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 islay. People will talk. People, I saw you went to the Bezin yesterday, was there some sort of litigation? Was there some sort of machloikis? No, unfortunately, they call me often, I should be a signer of a get, a witness. I get paid $250 each time I go and sign. So I signed a get. Whose get was he? Yankel Smith and Sprinzer Smith. Yankel Sprinzer. I know them for 50 years. They always seem to be a very happy couple, always with smiles, and they're always, can't believe it. Well, that's the story. And then after he leaves, did you hear the latest news? What? Yankel's, before 5 minutes, it goes viral, and everybody in the community knows about it. Anyway, bottom line is, in this case, Rabbah initially wanted to be mater her to get married to anyone, except a kohen or a kohen gadol. Because he felt that there's no Zika can lie in the first Rabbi Yochanan, and by undermine that by pointing out that the second Rabbi Yochanan, and maybe there's a machloikis, and therefore, if we believe the second and not the first, Einoi Neman, and we're going to have a Yibam or Chalitz. Next case, Ahu the Havamuchzik Lon the Lesli Achi. It was a person that, it was a Chazok, he had no brothers. No brothers and nothing to worry about. The Omar, and now to reinforce that, well, Omar Bishas Misa, before he passed away, he said, Rabbi, I know what you're thinking. We had no children, unfortunately. Rahman al-Zlan made this Zika. I'm telling you, Leslie Achi. No, so the Chayyar is a Tavah Poshit. She's off the hook. We have both a Chazaka, reinforced by the husband. Nothing to worry about. Omar of Yosef, my Nechishla. Chayyar, there's no Shaila. I didn't know why the Gemara even brought it. Chadad the Muxiklan, the Leslie Achi. It's a Chazaka. V'oida Omar Bishas Misa, Leslie. He reinforces it by saying, Rabbi Sai, I'm telling you, I never had any brothers. So what's the shaila? Again, Omele Abaya, 1 second. Didn't you hear him besmedish this morning? Amri de'ike edim b'dina sayom, di'yadi de'islei achi. Although we have no personal knowledge, because we are no edim here in this community, however, there is a call in the community that there are two edim b'dina sayom, in London, in Eretz Yisrael, or whatever, that do know the facts, and they claim the islei achi. Now, they're not here to go and testify, but we heard that there are these two Edom, Yankel and Beryl somewhere, and that they know, and shouldn't we be nervous about that? You know, if they say the islei achi, then maybe in fact she does fully evil. Said the Gemara, no, hashemi is her lesson, come on. As long as they're not here, you don't have to worry about it. When they come into Bezen, but in the meantime, they're not here, you don't have to worry about it. And in fact, we have precedent. What's the case of the precedent? Isn't that the famous case of Reb Chanina? The Yom Reb Chanina. Eidim b'tzad Eston v'tiyaser. Eston is the name of a place. Says Reb Chanina, just because people say that there are Eidim next to Eston, like next to Alaska, and they know the fact situation, because of that we're going to aser? Meaning if they're here, we'll listen to them. If they're not here, I don't have to speculate that there is an aid there, maybe that person in Eston is no longer alive. And maybe when we call him to Bezin and come over here, he's going to come in 6 months later, and then we're going to ask him, what do you know about this? I don't know anything about this. But there was a report that all fake news. Now, I don't know anything, I have no idea, etc. So, you know, it's like, you don't have to worry about it. Now, what was the case of Reb Chanina when he said, Eidim etzad Eston Matias? Now, this is talking about a case which we find in Chazal a few times in Shas, a very unfortunate situation, and that's the Banse de Shmuel. Banse de Shmuel means the daughters of Shmuel who were taken into captivity, hostages. Like Nebuch, like today, we're still suffering from these hostages that have unfortunately still not been freed. Kadosh Baruch Hu should hopefully free them, the Karev. But anyway, so we have these daughters of Shmuel, the Ishtabian, and then eventually they became free. The question is, are they allowed to go and marry Kohanim or not? The halacha by a Kohen is that if a Goy, for instance, lived with a young lady, even if it was against her will, she's Asura LeKohuna. Unfortunately. That's always the halacha. Okay, so now the
Banzi himself is a Kohen, by the way.
Okay, that certainly only makes it more difficult. Right. It doesn't make it any better. He was also a doctor, right? But anyway, he was an astronomer.
Right.
Anybody else want to add to Shmuel's great...
He knew the or die, like...
Exactly. So Baruch Hashem, he was brilliant, and he was great, and now he's a Kohen too. Fine. Anyway, the point of all of this is Banzi and Shmuel, they were taken into captivity. And now, under normal circumstances, we would say that when they became free, when they were ransomed, or whatever, that they would not be able to go and marry a Kohen. However, the Banzi and Shmuel were very, very bright. And before they became free, they rushed into Bis Medrash in front of the Rabbanim, and they said over there, we want you to know, Nishbesi, we were taken into captivity, but Tohirani, I am to be Tohir. We have the famous rule,
Peshe Asar,
nobody knew that I was taken into captivity until I rushed into Bis Medrash and I conceded and acknowledged that I was taken into captivity. And therefore you're thinking to yourself, oh, that means Chas V'Shalom, the Goyim, who knows what they did. But I'm telling you already, it's Peshe Asar, Peshe Yeter, because we didn't know that they were Nishbesi until she said that.
So she's Ne'mana?
She's Ne'mana. Ne'mana, correct. Or Ne'emenes. Therefore, she could go and marry a Kohen. Reb Chanina then asked, or somebody asked Reb Chanina, maybe there are other people that know about this, even though we currently here in this Medrash, we never heard anything about it. I don't even know if we knew who Shmuel is, but we certainly didn't know anything about the Banzer Shmuel. It didn't go viral yet. There were no reports in the papers. We didn't know anything about this. So therefore they asked Reb Chanina, maybe there are Edim b'Medina Sayom, or be'Eston, Eston is some far off place, that do know the circumstances, and so therefore don't rely on their Pesha Asa, Pesha Iter. These two Edim will go and say, we know that they were taken into captivity, and therefore the whole Pesha Asa, Pesha Iter would fall away, because we don't need them to go and tell us about this, and now since they were taken into captivity, they'll be Asura the Kahuna. So Reb Chanina responds to that. Edom tzad Eston et Tiyaser, rhetorically, you're telling me that they're Edom next to Eston, perhaps, and because of that you want to ask them to go marry a Kohen? If they happen to be here on the spot, we'll deal with it. But they're not here. these theoretical, hypothetical Edom, that doesn't amount to anything. So here too, when Abaye said, maybe they're Edom b'dinas hayom, that know that they're Achim, let's wait and let's find out, and let's send them letters and let's invite them to come here. When they come here, we'll deal with it. As long as they're not here, they're not in front of Bezin, it is not our concern. That's the answer they gave to Abaye. Omli Abaye, so Abaye now responded, Imekalmu b'shvuya, by Yeshvuya the Chachamim were Meikel. However, Meikel b'Eishas Ish, we should be Meikel b'Eishas Ish. Now what does it mean that they were Meikel b'Shvuya? So Rishbam points out, because typically, if Chas V'Sholem, a Bas Yisrael is taken to captivity, she's going to do her best to go and prevent the captors from doing whatever they intend doing. Not that she'll necessarily be successful. However, we can rely on her natural instincts and her religious instincts. Says Rishbam, Mishameris Atzvam Bisnos, she's going to do the best she can to ward away, push them away, somehow or other, not to get involved. So that's enough of a kula. After all, Tomar Shvuya, a very unfortunate situation. And we don't know what happened behind the closed doors. So therefore, we will rely on her if you're talking about such a case of Pesha Oso, Pesha Hitter. And you're speculating, maybe they're Edom of Eston. They're not here. We don't have to worry about it. We'll be Mekel. Yes, you can go and marry a Kohen. But because of that, we're going to be Mekel even by an Ashes. Ish! That's so much more chamor. And therefore, says the Gemara, we got to worry about what Abaye is saying. That if there are people in the community that are saying that there are Edom Medina Sayyam that know that there were brothers, even though those Edom are not here, and so normally I would go and say, well, they're not here, I don't have to worry about it. We're talking about Eishes Ish, or Gam Eishes Ish, then I do have to be Choshish after all, and we cannot allow this young lady to marry based on the fact that the husband said, there are no, I have no Achim. If there is a cult in the community, then in fact there are Edom b'Eston that believe, that say that she does have Achim after.
So she's going to be in limbo until they verify from the aid. I mean, they have to. So what do? They send people to find those people?
Exactly. We're going to have to send them letters and perhaps even compensate them that those Edom should come here. Subpoena them. Exactly. Now, the Gemara has one shtickel problem over here. What's the shtickel problem? It says, Nekah be Eishes Ish. Remember, she's no longer an Eishes Ish. She happens to be now either an Almana, perhaps a Grusha, perhaps she has a Zika, doesn't have a Zika, but she's certainly not an Eishes Ish. And if you look at the Rishbam, Rishbam says, Nekah be Eishes Ish, Bitmia, Ik Isachanek, Isachanek, if Chas V'Sholem, if she were to go and marry when she's not allowed to get married, I got a problem of Chanek. What's Chanek? Anytime you have an Eishes Ish that engages in adultery, there's a din of Chanek. That's by a Nesua. If you're talking about Arusa, it would be a din of Skila. By a married to a Kohen, it would be a din of Sreifa. Exactly. But here it says, there's no Isra Chanek over here. Maximum, she's over the love of Leisia Eishes Hameis Leishzar. That Yevoma Yovialea and the Yivma. In other words, the whole din of Zika is not a din of Chas V'Sholem Chanek. If she violated her Zika, meaning, if there really are Edom that come from Eston, and tell us that she had Achim, that the husband had Achim, and therefore she should have waited, and she didn't wait. Okay, she's Oyvah Nissa. It's Takin Issa, there's no question, Oyvah Nissa, but it's not a Chanek. Not a Mises Bezdin. It's the Rashi L'Choyer on the Rishbam, L'Choyer is a Pella. So this is not my Kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this Kasha, and already prior to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Bach asked this Kasha. So if you look first at Rabbi Kiva Eger, Gilyan Ashas, on the left-hand margin of my Gemara, he says on the second piece, towards the end, Rishbam, the Ike Isser Chenek, Koshali, Hayotzami Isser Ishishish, Barhi Yavam Lashuk, Durak Lav. And therefore, he blinds with the Kasha, he doesn't give an answer. And the Bach asks the same question. Notice in the Bach, the Gemara, the Rashbam that we looked at, there's a Vav. Take Issachanek. So if you go now to the Vav of the Bach, it's a little bit of an Arichas. Nekal, Ikrachanek, Issachanek, Nishmatire, Afagav, the Ashav, Eina Eishes Ish, Velekachanek, Kiyam Lav, Loisia, Eishes Ameisachutza. Says the Bach, Mikal Moka, Miach, and the Koidim, Shemes, Vala, Oise Becheskes, Eishes Ish, Adayim Becheskes, Oise, Isser, Oimedes, Vizel, Issachanek, Loi chenek mamish, rak iser chenek, shahoye ba, loi nestalik mimena, ad she niftera, mezikas yivama. So the Bach is telling us, that what the Rishbam is telling us, that if a woman were married and she has a zika and she violates her zika, she doesn't get chenik for that. But she's over a very big isser, not just a plain isser of Leisiyah Eishes Hameis. It's Leisiyah Eishes Hameis, which is infused with her prior situation, her prior status as being an Eishes Ish. So although there is no oynish of chenik, there is an isser of chenik. We find something similar to that in the Tana de Vecheskia. What's Tana de Vecheskia? We all know there's a din of Kam Leibed Rabminei. What's Kam Leibed Rabminei? If someone on Shabbos went and, for instance, stole somebody else's money, and he runs out of the house carrying the money in his hand, so at the same time that he is running out, stealing the money, so number one, he's a ganav, and number two, he's now being oiver by being moitzi merishus l'rishus. The Gemara says it depends on whether he put it up, picked it up, or was slapping on the ground. Okay, whatever the case is, there's a din of kamin raminei, and he's parted from paying money. What happens if he didn't realize that it was Shabbos? He thought it was Sunday. A ganav is a ganav, but he didn't realize it was Shabbos. Shabbos, I'm going to moitzi merishus l'rishus. Achas shom, right? The tzaddik and a ganav. Sorry? Exactly. So I thought it was Sunday. So therefore, his whole Isra Shabbos was only Bishogeg. On that Shogeg, he wouldn't go and get Misa, he only gets a Karb Mechatas.
Yeah.
The question is, would that also patter him from having to pay the money? Parshat Pshat, no. Come with Raminei, it's like Yesh Bechal Messiah Mana. If we're going to go and kill the guy, he doesn't have to make the payment for stealing the guy's wallet or whatever. But now we're not going to kill the guy. He's only have to go and bring a Karb Mechatas because he did a Bishogeg. Is he also potter from paying back the person? So I would have thought, no, he certainly has to go and pay him back. That is a din of chayove misas shoygigin. That because if he would have done it b'mezid, he would get misa, even though he's doing it b'shoygig. But this aver is so infused with isur that had it been done b'mezid, he would go and get the oynish misa. That parts him from having to go and pay the money. So you see that same type of concept. That you're splitting Talmudic hairs between the onesh of Misa and the Isser of Misa. You can have an Isser which is infused, it's real chomor, because had it been done under certain circumstances, there would be Misa. Like in this case, had the husband not passed away, there would be an Isser of not only Isser, but an onesh of Chenek, even though the husband passed away. The Zika continues the Isser of the Chenek, even though not the onesh of the Chenek. Therefore, Eishes Ish, the Zika is more chomer than the case of Shvuya, says Abaye. In the case of Shvuya, that there is a report that there are Edim Tzad Eston, we'll worry about it when they come to America and they come in front of the Bezin. However, in the case of Eishes Ish, where it was formerly an Eishes Ish, and there's still a possibility of the Zika, so that's infused with an Isser of Chenek, it's much more chomer. Therefore, I have to be noivis that in fact there are Edim that will say that she has a Zika to Achim after all, said Rava. Abai is right again, two times right this morning, two home runs. Choyshla, and again,
Choyshla. In the case of Kares, where there is no Eden, no Asra, also Kamali Rabbi, therefore, should apply.
It's only a Tundra Bishmoel. That's not good to everybody.
Tundra Bechiski, you mean?
Tundra Bechiski says about Chayom Misa Shagigim. That's talking about a Misa Bidei Besen. Okay, so you're talking about Kares, I think Tona Rabbi Shema.
Okay.
That holds it the same applies, not only a Misa, but also the Kares of the Kodesh Baruch who gives him upstairs in Shema. Yeah. Okay, we now concluded this whole Sugya, and we go back to the Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? What happens if a person is about to pass away, and he says, Zeh Ochi, this is my brother, Einay Naman. Now the Gemara asks, or already the Mishnah was already Mefarish, what is it, Ochi Einu Naman? I could have thought that we're talking about Hilchas Yibam, but the Mishnah quite quickly tells us, no. I'm talking about Hilchos Nachla. What was the case? So let's remember what we learned yesterday. There were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon's father passed away, Yaakov Avinu. And now they're about to go and split up the Yerusha 50-50. Person comes in and knocks on the door of the Bez and says, the boy said, don't forget about me. Levi. Who's that me? That's Levi. Okay, so what happens with Levi? Levi claims that he happens to be a brother. That's at least a little fee to have him in him. And now, of the two, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven being the older one, he says, yeah, I remember when I was a young kid, that there was this older brother. I haven't seen him for the last 50 years, but I remember, yeah, this is Takim, yeah. Shimon says, I never saw him. I know what you're talking about. So what happens now? What do we do? Says our Mishnah, that the brother that said, meaning Reuven, that said that Levi is a brother, he's not Neman to go and take away property from Shimon. And so therefore, if there were, for instance, three sadois, three fields, which normally if there would have been three sons, each one would get 1-1-1, since we don't believe that the third one happens to be a brother, because Ein Neman, so then both Reuven and Shimon will get 1.5, 1.5. However, since it was Reuven himself that, if you will, conceded and acknowledged that that boy happens to be his brother, then he's going to have to cough up a half, not 1/2 of the entire, but half, the half of the 1.5, that
six,
half.
1/6 the original.
1/6, he's going to give that half to the Levi, and therefore Reuven will be stuck with one, will be left with one, Shimon will be with 1.5, and Levi will go and get a half. And then the Mishnah said, what happens if Mace? What happens if subsequently that Sufik Levi passes away? Then Yachsul the Chosim Koyman, then give back the half to Reuven that only had one, he's now going to get his 1.5. Good. What happens if Nafalei Mechosim Mokim Acher? What happens if instead of passing away, he, Levi, received a Yerusha, or he received a lottery ticket and he won a huge amount of money, and then he passed away, leaving no children and no other kin. So what happens now? So all of a sudden, Shimon says, he's my brother, he's my brother. You didn't want to go and give him anything initially. Not my brother. But now that you heard that there's a lot of money there, all of a sudden, says the Mishnah, Yirshu Echav Imay. Both Reuven and Shimon get 50-50. What's the Yashrus in it? So we already said yesterday. Because I do as Baldin Kimei Eden Dami. Shimon says to Reuven, you said initially he happens to be a brother. I didn't believe it. It's not binding on me. So I didn't give him half of my Yerusha or a third of my Yerusha. But now that you're telling me that he had all of this money, you can't go and take it all for yourself, because I just about then you said that he happens to be a brother of
I'm your brother. Since I'm your brother, you basically attached to me through that.
And that's exactly how we learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara goes into the minutia, into the details. What does Shimon say? When Shimon that is, he doesn't know that he's a brother, yes or no. So what did he say? Ik Amri Achunahu. If he agrees to Reuven and throws up his shoulder, he says, yeah, if you say so, he's our brother. So then why should Levi only get part of the chelik, the 1/6 from Reuven? Why should he also get the chelik from Shimon? If Shimon agrees, then he should share and alike, like all of them. Shimon says emphatically, no, he's not my brother. No, and therefore don't allow him to take away the half a field from me. If he says it defiantly, he's not our brother, he himself acknowledged that he's not our brother. So if he said defiantly, so why is he entitled to go and take no half of the Yerusha that came now from that Suffolk, from Mokem Acher? Shimon threw up his hands. I don't know. You know, don't tell me. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I really don't know. Since I don't know, to go and take away money initially from him, to take away the half a field, the sixth of the field, that you cannot do. Because he says, well, I don't know. Prove it. You have no Edom. He's not a brother. On the other hand, now when the brother, that Levi, passed away, leaving over a fortune, since he said, Ein Yoidim, but Reuven says, but I am the Yoidea, so because of that I do as well, then you're entitled to get the 50%. Omer Rava, or Omer Rava, based on this Gemara, we can go and be poishit. Zoyse Meres, Manoli Biyodcha, Valoi Eimer, Ein Yoidea, is part of it. What happens if Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, you owe me $100? Shimon says, maybe yes, maybe not. I have no recollection. I don't know. Ein Yoidea, Chveis Nish. So it's a Bori Vishema situation. So, wait. Under normal circumstances. And then, therefore, what you're saying is it would be Bot.
Right.
Says Rava, based on what we just learned, we can bring a further Rai these Bot. Because we have throughout Shas always that discussion. Bori Vishema, Bori Odif, allow Bori Odif. So over here, we have a Bori. Who's the Bori? We have over here Reuven that says, I know for sure. We have the Shema, and that is Shimon that says, Achweish, so why doesn't he have to go and cough up one of the fields? That's a Bari Vishema. Oh, anytime you have money to be Achweish, you may have a potter, because Bari Vishema, La Bari Adif, and he's potter, he doesn't have to pay. Abaye says, my dear Rabba, you have no Raya from this Gemara. Why don't you have a Raya? Li'oilam eimala chayiv. Because the Bari B'Shem says the top Rishbam, Bari B'Shem and Bari Adif. And if the other person says, mitavadoyes, you owe me money. The other guy says, maybe yes, maybe not, I don't know. Maybe taklaloch is chayiv. So in Bazoi, why over here, why didn't Shimon have to cough up 1/6 of the property and hand it over to Levi? Shani hocha, de kimona li acher biyod chadami. It's one thing when Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me the money. Reuven is the Bari. He's the Shema. Bari B'Shem, Bari Adif. Here we're talking about that Reuven says to Shimon, you owe money to Levi. Not that you owe money to me.
Too.
I'm sorry?
Levi says, I want my field. Levi's, it's not only Shimon's hand.
He's all to Bari.
Right. He's
very, very good. That's how we learned initially. And if you remember, I said about 2 minutes ago in the Havamina that the Levi comes in and says, I'm a brother. I want to get paid. Rishbam says, according to this Teretz of the Gemara, he was also a Suffolk.
Yeah,
Levi comes in and he says, I was told by people that I'm also brother. I really don't know. I haven't seen father now for the last 50 years. I certainly don't know who these Reuven Shimon were. I don't know. He's also a Suffolk. So it becomes a Shema Mitshema. So look at the top Rishbam. The Bari B'Shem Bari Adam. Shani Hocha. The Suffolk adds my Eino Yoideya. Veini Yochel Lipton Tanis Vadei. The Suffolk Vesuffolko. Like you said, right. He is conceding and he is acknowledging that this happens to be a brother. So Shimon can go and say, Mister, you're not the litigant fighting against me. We're fighting against the Suffolk, against Levi. Levi says Suffolk. I say Suffolk, and Suffolk, and Suffolk. And just leave the property where it is. I'm not going to give it. You want to acknowledge? That's your business, but it has nothing to do with me. Right, the Mishnah said, Meis, if he passed away, Yechzur is a Nechosim Nim Koyman, and if he got Nechosim from elsewhere, then we say, then both of them share.
Sure, yeah.
Boy Rava, let me ask you the following. Shemach Sheshavchu Nechosim Me'aleim Mahu. What is this talking about? Again, Shimon, when Reuven was the one that acknowledged that Levi was a brother, and therefore he coughed up that 1/2 of a field that you like to call a 1/6 of a field, and he gave it to six of the estate. So he gave the 6 of the estate over to Levi. Now, what happens if 2 days later Levi passes away? Then, of course, the property goes back to Reuven. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Meis yesus chosim l'koyma. He shouldn't go to Shimon. Shimon didn't cough up any property, so he doesn't get anything. But Reuven gets it back. What happens? It didn't happen 2 days later. This happened 6 months later. During that 6 months, the property has appreciated in value. So now the question is, well, it's the same property that Reuven gave away, so just give it back to Reuven and finish. And therefore, Reuven will get the benefit of the appreciation. Or maybe not. Since the appreciation happened on both of their clocks, meaning that now when this comes back, it's no different than any other nechosim that comes from mokum acher, like that lottery ticket. So this appreciation wasn't there when we divided it up. Now it's 6 months later, Nebuch the Levi passed away, and now the property is coming back. Okay, the physical property, the original value, that goes back to Reuven. Yeah, he coughed it up, he gets it back. But that additional appreciation, maybe Shimon can go and say, it's no different than if he got a present from somewhere else, or from a lottery ticket from somewhere else. This is also a Kodesh Baruch Hu endowed this property that now it became appreciated, and therefore I want to share in that.
Did it appreciate because of the value?
That's coming more answer. Now, is b'shvach amagil k'sofim leiti boilach? If the type of shvach was because of k'sofim, k'sofim means or ktefayim, shoulders. What does that mean? Hamagil ktefayim.
The wheat was really
normally shvach amagil k'sofim means we're ready to go and cut it and right. Take it home. Rishbam says a different pshat over here. It's the reason why the field was mashbiach. Is because the Suffolk put into it Harisha and Zriya. He sweated and he used his shoulders to go and schlep the ole of the seeds and of the plow and all the rest. This didn't happen on its own. He put in the sweat and the blood and the time and the effort and the money and just like the chasm that comes from somewhere else, that when he passes away, Reuven doesn't get back that half a field. The 1/6 of the estate, he gets back the field, but he doesn't get it with the appreciation, because that appreciation came mimokim acher, the acher being Levi who put in all that time. and effort and etc. So therefore, they're going to split that. What does that mean? That it happened naturally. The olim are the aska shirtoin or sirtoin. My, in other words, that the property that we gave him was like a dekel tree, and 6 months later the dekel tree now b'chashem. Until now it was just a sapling, and now it's a tall tree. Or until now it was just a plain piece of land, and there was a hurricane Mary or whatever the hurricane's name is, and that brought in topsoil and water and nourishing minerals from elsewhere, and now the property is worth much, much more. So Levi didn't do anything. Had this remained in the hands of Reuven, the same thing would have happened. The Dikla would have come Olim, and the Ara would have been Asker Shertoi. And so therefore, maybe Reuven can go and say, just like I gave away that half, that one-sixth of the estate, I want to get back that one-sixth. The fact that there was appreciation, Levi had nothing to do with it. That would have happened naturally because of Kodesh Baruch Hu anyway. And therefore, I want the whole thing. Take Kutish B'Tarz. On to the next mission. Zuk the mission. Misha Meis. Menim Tziz Daitiki Keshura Al Yurecha. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, we're talking about a Shechemera. We have a famous rule, Debre Shechemera, Yisuvim, the Chusarin Dama. That's a beautiful, beautiful halacha. The reason for that halacha is, why don't you have to go and do a kinyan? So Rishbam says, as we're familiar, because the Chacham were concerned, Shema Titreif Daitei Olav. The Shechemera, unfortunately, knows that he only has minutes or hours to go, and he's hopefully saying Vidui and Shema Yisrael, and he's clapping Al Chait on all of his chatoim, and at the same time he has to worry about his financial matters. So if you're going to go and tell him, it's not enough to designate that this goes to this one and that one. You have to make kinyonim. Really have to make a kinyon. Oy vavoy, how do I make a kinyon? Can I use it? Can I do it? Do I have to go out to the land, be noal gadol baratz? Do I have to be zoicha? Do I have to write a shtar? He'll be so tzedrag and so the meshiga. We're going to speeden up his last few minutes. We don't want to do that. And so there, I know speeding, we'll speed up his last few minutes, and they will accelerate, even a better term. And therefore, we said, Dirish Chumra, as soon as you say it, Kechsumu Ksardam. Of course, there's still a caveat that what happens if Baruch Hashem, he has a Refuah Shleimah, he takes everything back, because it's only going to be Chal after his Petir. But Kechsumu Ksardam, it means you don't have to make any other Kinyonim, it's a done deal. If when he passes away, it belongs to the beneficiaries of his last will and testament, whatever his bequest. Good. Now, what happens if the person says, I know, I've learned Gemara many times, I've learned Yesh Nochlin, I know the din of Divrei Shchemer Gosarunami, but I want to make it, I want to put in the extra effort. I want it to be a shtar. It should be a last will and testament written and signed and sealed and blah, 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 blah. And that's what the Gemara calls a daitiki. Daitiki means, as the Gemara will say, dot tehele mekem v'liyos. This is what I want to happen with my estate, who should get what, I want to write it out. So now, this is the classic case of what we say, kolamoisiv gerea. If he wouldn't have required any shtar, then dirish chamer v'shamadam. But since there is a shtar, then we have to see what happened. Was the shtar handed over or not? We find that, in fact, when the person passed away, the Chevra Kadisha takes away the blankets and the sheets, and they say, oh, we never saw something like that. There's a daitiki kishura al yerechoi attached to his leg. We see a piece of paper, we open it up, it's a last will and testament. Harizu einaklum. This is worthless. Why is this worthless? Because they never handed it over to the recipient. Since they didn't have it handed over, when are we going to hand it over? Now the achar misa. Ein shtar li achar misa. So therefore, she's gunish mit gunish. Einaklum. What you could do, however, says the Mishnah, had he still been alive, he could have been zikba li acher bein min hayoshim bein she'einu min hayoshim. He could have called someone else that was assembled there, and he could have said, I wrote out my last will and testament, but there's no kinyan, so I want you to go and be zoicha on behalf of either for yourself or for somebody else. Exactly. And this is a schus, because everybody wants a shtik Yerusha if he can. So then the Rebbe came, and that would have worked. But unfortunately, it was not mezakeh, but rather they found it tied to his leg, so obviously he didn't give it to anybody, it wasn't mezakeh to anyone. So einiklum. So now the Gemara is going to explore a little bit more both the Reisha and the Seifa, as we'll see. Tan Rabba. Ezi daitik. First of all, where does the word daitik come from? Kol shekosev bo, do tehei lemekem v'liyos. That the word daitik is like Rosh HaTevis, that this property should be here and there, and should be established, that it belongs to this one and that one. the truth be told, the article already brings this, that the word daitiki is a Greek term. And we have other Greek terms that the Gemara brings from time to time, such as the word apoitiki, which means a mortgage. And you have the word gematria. All of those words really have their origins in the Greek. So for instance, gematria is like the word geometry, like we have in English. Apoitiki is like the word apothecate, which you also have in English.
Apotropos also sounds Greek, by the way.
Exactly. So on these words, Chazal wanted to go and give them, for some reason, an Aramaic flavor to them, and therefore they said the word apoitiki really means poitehekoi. Not that they were saying that the etymology of the word is apoitiki, apoitekekoi, or this daitiki dote, but rather they wanted to tell us the halachas, the ramifications of the fact that it's called a daitiki, and those ramifications are that he's trying to establish his last will and testament as to where the estate is going to go after his patir. The ezi matana. So that's the definition of daitiki. A shtar shchimra. What's a matana? A matana that you want to be chal after the person's passing. He writes in the shtar, mayoyim al-achamisa. And Rishbam says, what is the effect of writing Mehayom al-Achar Misa? That he gets the guf hakarka today, but he only gets the income, li'achar misa. So Mehayom, he already gets part of it, the guf, but the actual payers, he's going to get li'achar misa, the income. Aha. So now the Gemara first asks, I don't understand this braisa. The braisa is defining what means a matana. A matana is kosher kosher Mehayom al-Achar Misa. What happens if a person happens to be 20, 25, 30 years old, Baruch Hashem, full vigor, full strength, and he gives a matana to one of his friends, to his wife, to his children? A matana. You can't give a matana, it's got to be a miyam lachamisa. You're saying that's the definition. The easy matana, coach called miyam lachamisa. Doesn't make sense. Om Rabbi Hachikom, and no, reinterpret the Brice in the following way. Easy matana is bari. What type of matana has the same legal effect? Shehi kim matana shchimra. In which respect? He doesn't mean to go and give it now, even though he's a bari. He only wants to give it the achamisa. If you write in the shtar mayom lachamisa, then it will have the effect that he'll get the guf hakarka from today, and he'll get the payers and the income the achamisa. So that's what the braisa was trying to tell us. Okay. Yosef Rabbi Ravunim Yachzadu Dibay Rabbi Yosef Kam Mishmei Rabbi Yoichel Shchimra She'omar Kisvu Utenu Mono Laplayni Umeis Ein Koyz V'Noisen Shemun Legum Lak Noisei Ela Bishtal Ein Shtal La'achamisa. If the Shchimra would have said Tenu Mono Laplayni and then he would have died, then you give it. Tebe Shchimra Kisvu Utenu. But he didn't say Tenu, he said Kisvu Utenu. So this is the Kol HaMoisev Gareya that I was referring to earlier.
Why didn't they write it then? Why he died before they could write it?
Kisvu, he said 1101. He said Kisvu to know. Okay, call the cipher. Let's get ready. Then 1102, the Chevra Kadisha says, Rabbi Yisai, it's already too late. All we can do now is say Vidui or Shema Yisrael. So we can no longer write any shtars. Ain't Koyse Noise. Now it's too late. Shemlei Gomer like Noise. Yeah, Lebe Shtar. Maybe his kavana was not that it should be Divrei Shchimra Kesum or something. It should be oral. I only want to be given to my kin, to my ears, only if it's bishtar. That's too late. Inshtar lachamisa. That was perhaps his hakpada. He wants a davka bishtar. Shut up. Loi gomel akis. Amul Reb Lozer is daruba. This was halacha said by Rabbi Yochanan, and Reb Lozer put teeth in it to say to all the rabbanim and all the dayanim, you heard what Rabbi Yochanan said. Be careful. Follow what he said. If the shchimra mistakenly said kisvu tenu, kisvu tenu. By the way, Rishbam says the same thing would apply. Tenu v'kisvu makes no difference what the order is. If he used the word ksiva, what did the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan said? Ein shtar l'achamisa. Don't give that property to him. Rav Shizbi had a girsa just the opposite. Rav Shizbi Amr Rebbe Lozer Amra. It was Rebbe Lozer that said this halacha. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan is daraba. It was Rabbi Yochanan that certified and verified and said, be careful what Reb Lozer said. Now the Gemara says, the second version is more plausible than the first version. Why is that? Reb Lozer is the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And since Reb Lozer is saying this halacha, he's not on the same status as the famous Reb Yochanan.
Who's he to say give strength to it?
It's Reb Yochanan Masudi Aleid Reb Lozer. Many people may not have heard of Reb Lozer, or if they heard of Reb Lozer, they didn't know whether he is the great genius and the great Gadol Hadar. And so therefore, what Reb Yochanan says, Rabbi Yisai, Ma'am Talmud Reb Lozer, if he says something, you can go and bank on it. What he says is 100% honest. Sure, that makes sense. Eliyahu is Reb Yochanan Amra. If Reb Yochanan said it, it's the Reb Lozer, Sudi Aleid Reb Yochanan Rabbi. We need Reb Lozer to tell him to say, Rabbi Yisai, and my Rebbe Reb Yochanan said that, Reb Lozer, I don't need you. I heard of Reb Yochanan. I know Reb Yochanan is the God of Ador. I know what he baskin. I'll eat it. So that's one raya that Reb Shizbi's version of the Chayit is bad. The Oitoshima, Reb Lozer Amra. I have a Befeirish story, Metamemra, where it says Reb Lozer Befeirish. The Shalach Rav Mishmeid Reb Avo. Have a Yoidin, you should know. Shishalach Reb Lozer Legoila. Oh, Reb Lozer sent to the Golis. Now that's from Eretz Yisrael to the Chutz Lars. Mishum Rabbeinu in the name of Rav. Says Rishbam that Shchimra she Omer kiss with Tenu man of plenty of mace ain't kois v'noisin shemagad v'yisal b'shtam in shtalach amisa. Oh, so this is clear cut. This is what Reb Lozer said. Right. So don't say maybe it was Reb Yochanan said. No. Reb Shizbi is right. It was Reb Lozer that said it, and it was Reb Yochanan said his daruba like the version of Reb Shizbi. Good. But now the Gemara adds one knesh, one wrinkle that we didn't have before, and instead of now having Reb Yochanan saying is daruba, Reb Yochanan says tibodek. What does that mean, tibodek? Right. In other words, find out a little bit more about the details. My tibodek. The Gemara is going to answer what that is on the last line, but in the meantime, Reb Yochanan says we need to know all the facts. Don't jump to conclusions. So, zok yimor my tibodek. What does that mean? Kiosav dimi amar dai tikim vatelus dai tikim. First of all, this halacha doesn't apply to our Gemara, it's not relevant. If a person gave a daitiki, means the last will and testament, and then he wrote a second last will and testament, which by the way is not uncommon.
Yes.
People write last will and testaments, and then 10 years later, 20 years later, they change their mind, they write a Latin. And in fact, you normally write in a last will and testament that I hereby am mavatal any previous last wills and testaments that I may have written, and they're all null and void and gunish and gunish. And in fact, if lawyers after a person's passing find multiple last wills and testament, automatically the early ones are gunish, and you go after the final one. So that's what he said, Daitin Vitalis Daiti. As opposed to says Rishbam, if you have two shtaris matana, then the first star matana is the one that's the guiding force, because once you give a matana to somebody, you can't give it again. You can't give it again.
Yours.
Exactly. But since the daitik is only chali achamisa, so the final one before his passing, that's the effective one. Good. Now let's get back to our case. Shchimra she'omer kisu tenu mana l'ploini umes. Royin im kimiyapes koyche koysvin v'im lav im koysvin. This is the tibodek that we meant according to Rabbi Yochanan. We have to find out when the person said kisru tenu, what did he mean? Did he mean to say, yeah, I want to make a kinyan, kisru tenu, that's how I want to convey it. I don't want to convey it orally. I want to do it with a kinyan. Or did he say, kisru because I want to be miyape es koichoi. Now what is that miyape es koichoi? In terms of kinyan, I don't have to write anything. I can just say divrei shchimra, that would be sufficient. But I know what's going to happen. After I pass away, then there's going to be a surrogate court's hearing, and people are going to go and say,
what did he say?
What did he say?
Exactly. Mumbled, he was ill, he was dying.
And do we have Adam?
Right.
There are two Adam. I heard this and I heard that. Right. So therefore I want to be miyapes koichoi, that he should have a piece of paper to go and show the bet. This is what Tati, or this is what the Nifter said, and make it crystal clear. Ah, so then it depends. Im kimiyapes koichoi, if he really meant, I'm giving it to my son or to my heir orally, but I want you to go and write it. Then you could write it evenly achar misa. Because this is not a shtar kinyan, this is just a shtar raya. It's like a recording. We ask the stenographer now, print out what you heard. Oh, so that you can koisvin. Vimlav, however, if he wanted to go and give a kinyan through a shtar, that ain't koisvin, because ain't shtar le achar misa. The Gemara is going to develop this in another two lines a little bit more. A bori that said it, in kois v'noisin. So let's go and now be medayik, because he's a bori,
right.
And he wants to give him a kinyan shtar, he died, in kois v'noisin. Is the mashmai shchimra? Yes, kois in the noise. Then, so what are you telling me? Roidim kmiyape. What's that? Umoyslu mufarikla. The miyap is koichoy. Oh, miyap is koichoy. Then you do write it liachamisa. Hey, chidam miyap is koichoy. How do you know whether the person said it miyap is koichoy or not? The more kiram rav chizda the kanina mean they moisif al matanta do. Hachanami di omar af ksoivu vachasoimu vahovule. So just like Rav Chizda said in another situation, that a person writes into a shtar, the kanimini minei, we made a kinyan. If you know by Iksuba, it always says at the end, the kanimini minei, and then you have to make sure that the edim or that the besad kedushin fills out the last nun, because very often they just leave it blank, because there was no kinyan, so it looks like it was fraud. So after they do that, then you have to fill in the kanimini minei. Okay, kiram Rav Chizda, kanimini minei. Moisim matan tado, we added a kinyan in addition to this matana that should be 1,000% that nobody should ask any questions. So the shchim
mara, no challenges whatsoever.
No challenges. Hachanami, here too, instead of saying kisvu tenu, the Omer, af ksoivu vechasoimu, vahovulei. If he would just say kisvu tenu, then very possibly he meant that it should be with a kinyan of a shtar.
Oh, and without a kinyan, it's not good.
Right, but if he says af, he says, I want you to go and give this piece of property to my good friend Yaakov Smith. And in addition to that, in addition, go write and sign and give it to him so that we have a piece of paper. As that's the miyapes koichay that the Gemara is referring to. That's the tibodik that Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you're right. When you say kisvu tenu, normally you say it doesn't work. If he said kisvu tenu, mano plenty of mace, ain koisv noisden shem lagom nak noisay el bishtavin shalach misa. Says Rabbi Yochanan tibodik. See why or what the circumstances were when he said kisvu tenu. If he just said kisvu tenu, I agree with you. Ein shtalach misa. But if he said, give it to Yaakov, and by the way, I want you to go and write it and sign it and give it to him and have that piece of paper, that sounds like miyapes koichet. Miyapes koichet, then you can do that even liachem misa. And the Gemara concludes, in Rav Yehuda b'Shmuel, halacha koisv noisin. V'chein harav Rav Nachman, halacha koisv noisin. In such a case where it's miyapa es koichoi. Then Rabbi Yochanan said to Bodek, we follow that yes, miyapa es koichoi, you do write it even liachar.
Does he have to use the Lashon af kosel achosmo?
He has to use the word af.
Af. Okay.
That's the af is the key word.
Okay.
Rishbam says that earlier when he said about the, what he has to say. If you look at the Rishbam, Rabbi Yochanan omet tibodek on the omet base. It's halfway down the Rishbam. See the end of the line.
Lav
leflugi aleder blaz. He's not arguing. Do I ask the biyuchan aleder blaz? Can mean liel. He said it's the hurry, but as doctor good. And the ferushi also should tzarich livdik heich tziva heishchimra lichdiv starze shem de zimnen de kois of the noisem aflachemisa. Sometimes yeah, ki goy bini apeshchimra koyches from the kavul matana. When can a mafarish vi ozel the omer tenu af kisvu? The af, that's the key word.
Okay.
He says af kisvu. Then you do have a shtar lachamisa because it's not a kinyan, it's only a shtar raya. Shtar raya, you can write it anytime, even lachamisa. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zaki Ben Zaki Zen. To mention, you continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Be well. Okay, not a simple Gemara, but we got through it.
Yeah, you're very well taught. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very clear.
You're very calm. The paper is now a darshan. Why did Trump win? Why didn't he win? Is it a new thing? Is it a new wave? Is it the right against the left?
It's very simple. It's very simple. The Democrats didn't have anything to sell. People are sick of it. You know what? You know what? Really wanted for Trump. First of all,